Today's Mishnah is from the 12th and 13th Mishnah from the 9th Parak of Masech Tosot. The Mishnah begins, Mishnah metu nevim rishonim. This refers to after the times of Beit Rishon, so after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Why is that? What's nevim rishonim? Because nevim rishonim refers to all nevim during that time, except for Chagai, Zachari, Malachi, lived in the times of Beit Sheni. So Mishnah says that once the first Nevi'im ceased, we say Batu Urim V'Tumim. That's when the Urim V'Tumim ceased. So the Urim V'Tumim refers to the parchment on which the Shema Mefurash, Hashem's explicit name, was written and was placed within the folds of the Choshen, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. And as it says in the Torah, Lifnei HaKohen Ya'amod, that at certain times in history they would need to stand in front of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sha'al that asked questions to Hashem, and the Choshen would light up, and the Kohen Gadol, I guess, would be able to decrypt exactly what message Hashem was sending via these Urim V'Tumim as a response. So we've seen instances in Navi where they had to ask the Urim V'Tumim, for example, in guidance in war and other circumstances. So it says, once the first Nevi'im in the times of Beis Rishon were no longer, that's when the Urim V'Tumim usage ended. It says, Mishrachal Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batel HaShamir, the Shamir also ended. What's the Shamir? The Shamir refers to this small creature that was like the size of a Se'ura, the size of a barley. It was created in times of Ma'ase Bereishis, in the beginning of creation. And it was incredibly strong, had the capacity to break or cut very strong materials. And Shlomo HaMelech used this Shamir to cut the stones of Beis HaMikdash, and also the stones on the Choshen itself. It was used to cut them and also engrave in them. So what they would do is they would write in ink exactly the names that had to be written on these stones, and the Shamir would go along and not engrave it, but cause them to crack. So there was nothing was missing in these stones, but then that's how the writing was formed. And it continues, V'nofet Sufim also, V'nofet Sufim refers to this incredible honey that had an exquisite both smell and taste that also ceased. And it says also the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Pasku Anshe Amana, the people of Emunah, people of real faith, also ceased from the world. Why? Because it says, Shene'emar Hoshia Hashem, Sevas Hashem Ki Gamar Chassid, because Chassid has ceased. Then it says also, Ki Pasu Emunim, that the faithful have failed, Mibna Adam, from mankind. Ki Pasu Emunim is not in the Mishnah, that's the continuation of the Pasuk, however. It says, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, Mishum, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klal, there's no day that doesn't have Klal some curse in it. It says, B'chol yom ve'yom, every day, the Gemara quotes this, K'laton merubash mishachavor, one day's klala is greater than the next. V'lo yarad hatal livracha, and Jude no longer falls for blessing. It doesn't bring bracha with it. V'natal tam peirot, and taste in produce or fruit also has ceased. And it says, Rabbi Yossi says, Av nital shomen peirot, the sustenance within peirot, within produce, has ceased from the time of the destruction. So Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel now continues in the next Mishnah, explaining more details, is hatara, the fact that we ceased in eating foods in a state of tara and purity, that's what's called natlaita tam vetareach. That's what's caused the tam, the flavor and the smell from produce to cease. The Ratner explains, if you, Am Yisrael, treat the produce with tara, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will metaher the produce from bad smell and bad flavor. So since we stopped that practice, then the produce has mixed in, I guess, with the bad flavors and bad smell. It says, Hamasro, once we stopped separating Trumas and Masro, Natlo et Shomen Hadagan, the sustenance of the fat of the Dagan ceased. Why? Because the Trumas and Masro is Midah Kedeng Midah. Because when it's talking about Trumas and Masro, the Parash and the Matan Okuna, it says, Kol Chelev Yitzara, the Kol Chelev Tirosh Vadagan. It refers to it as being the fats of it. So once we stop giving Trumas and Masro, the fats of the Yitzara and the Tirosh has been sapped. It says, V'chachamim Omrim, Chachamim say, Haznut V'hakeshafim, the promiscuity or licentiousness, and keshafim, and witchcraft, Kiluatakol, that destroyed everything. Meaning through it, through Znut, that's what brings about Ra'av. Gemara explains, Kola Baal Isha Zona, someone who has a relationship with a Zona, a prostitute, Lasof Mevageshke Kikar Lechem, he'll end up requiring Kikar Lechem, so begging for bread. It says, but what about Kshafim? How did that destroy everything? Because it says, Kshafim, why is it called Kshafim? Because Shemak Chishim, witchcraft, causes Shemak Chishim Pamalia Shemala. That's messing up with the upper tribunal. And therefore, Kikati cites Rashi, that starts messing things up and ultimately brings death and various other destructive factors. Those are the Mishnah today.